This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Hi, this is Father Tom Burke of the Catholic Diocese of Pittsburgh, and welcome to Catholic Education Plus on KDK Radio. This show spotlights the important work of Catholic education in our Catholic schools and parish faith formation programs. Catholic Education Plus is brought to you by the generous supporters of Catholic education, including Sam and Judy Spanos and the Catholic Diocese of Pittsburgh in southwestern Pennsylvania.
And this morning, we are featuring two elementary schools in the same parish grouping, St. John the Baptist in Plum and St. Joseph's in Verona. St. John the Baptist School was founded 60 years ago, back in 1959, and St. Joseph's School dates back to the 1880s. Both schools are led by the parish grouping administrator, Father Kevin Pecking, and the principal, Beau Catrome. Their focus is to develop the students' strong spiritual formation, academic excellence, and passion for learning. My guests this morning are Alex Skiba, who graduated from St. Joseph's School in Verona in 2011 and is now a proud college graduate. And Joe Messina is a parent and alumnus of St. John the Baptist School in Plum. We'll be hearing from Alex in our second segment. But first, Joe and Alex, welcome this morning to Catholic Education Plus.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for having us.
And Joe, you and your older brother attended St. John the Baptist back in the 1980s, and you enrolled your oldest child, Jane, in 1999, then three more children. And the Plum area has developed and growing. So how has the school changed since back in the 80s when you were in school?
Well, let's see. When I went there in the 80s with my brother and cousins, there were Immaculate Heart of Mary sisters that lived on the campus and taught us grades 1 through 8. And I believe there was one sister per grade at the time that I attended. Some of them I still keep in touch with, notably Sister Ann Roselia, who does some teaching here at the seminary. A lot of us walked to school then.
Isn't that
It was a working class neighborhood, and any parent on the block to and from school could have been your parent to keep you in line and out of trouble. And that's the way it was at school as well. But when we returned there to register my daughter Jane, it had been a little while that we'd been away, and it was a breath of fresh air. It was a breath of the same cleaning products that they use, because I picked it up right away when I walked
same.
In. But some things never change, and that nurturing environment was readily apparent right when we went back, and it was a really good feeling.
So, like, walking back into those halls, and it's just like, wow, I'm home. You know, it's kind of like your favorite T-shirt or slippers. You have that homey, comfy feeling when you walked in. Huh?
Absolutely. Yeah. Not only that, but some of the faces were the same.
Wow.
And still today, my youngest recently graduated there, and two of the teachers, Mrs. Weehagen and the phys ed teacher, Mrs. Suprak, taught me
they're still there
in the 80s, and they're still there, and they look as good as they did then.
So some things have stayed the same, but also obviously something changed with the technology, and not too many walk to school anymore now.
Absolutely. The community has changed dramatically.
Plum has grown over the years dramatically.
Yes.
Yeah.
But that feeling of a supportive family and a school that is gospel-centered is still rock solid as I remember it.
Wow. Now, you've had one child, at least one child, at St. John the Baptist School for over 20 years. What were the experiences of your children, Jimmy and Julia and Maggie, who just graduated?
I would say that the school does a fantastic job of supporting each individual child as a person. It's readily apparent to anybody who has children. Your children are all different from the moment they are born, and my children were no different. They all had their different needs and their strengths and their struggles. But the school was always there with a gospel message to encourage them. My son in particular had a knack for getting into some kind of trouble. We received various calls. You know, it was he was the kid who was swinging his lunchbox, and it mysteriously ended up on the school roof, and it was always something like that. But one teacher in particular, I remember Mr. Stevens, took him aside and said, "Listen, you know, you're a good boy. You're having trouble deciding when to be funny and when to be serious. I'm here to help you figure it out, and we'll work on it together this year." And he still remembers that conversation. And it's those kinds of things, those kinds of memories you have of teachers who really care, have a lasting impact on kids.
Now, what makes St. John the Baptist School such a special place in helping raise children in the Catholic faith?
I think for parents who want to expose their children to the best of their faith and the best of the world, just having a staff and supportive environment where, you know, the gospel message is integrated into every subject and every event that happens there, they're truly an ally in raising your children Catholic, and that's what we all want.
And let's talk about the dedication of the teachers. You said two teachers are still there that you had. Let's talk about the dedication of the teachers there, because that's something that's really remarkable.
It is remarkable, and it's readily apparent when you're there that the teachers are there for the kids. There's so many things that go on there that are extra, and they help prepare the kids, not just in reading and math and anything that they learn there in the classroom, but you know, they do PJAS and a school play and a passion play, even the school dances and the National History Day. They're all geared with this loving gospel message by teachers who are putting in the extra time for the good of the kids. And the kids know that as well.
So you now, as a parent, plus being an alumnus of the school, obviously, there's wonderful choices in the Plum area, public and private charter schools. But you invested, you and your family, to send all of your children there over these last 20 years. So obviously, you make this decision to say, I'm investing my good hard-earned money so my kids can turn out to be well-educated. Would you agree to that?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And it certainly is a financial commitment that my wife and I made together. Of course, when we registered my daughter Jane, we didn't realize at that time we would be paying Catholic school tuition for two decades for multiple children. But I never really looked at it as a burden. I sincerely believe that it is a privilege to be able to send my kids to a school like that where you never had to worry that everybody in that building was on your side, and everybody had the gospel center, the message that they were giving your kids. And it was a privilege to send them to the school where I went and had so many memories, and that I could trust that it was worth every penny.
Do you share stories with your children about in your heydays when you were there at St. John's in Plum?
I do, and we have so many memories in common. Just the flow of life at a Catholic school where you're in kind of engulfed in the liturgical year, the smells and the colors and the events and the things that are going on at Mass that you attend with your classmates are kind of reflected in the classroom and what you're doing at home. It's a great way to integrate your children's education into Catholic family life, and I'm so thankful for that.
Let's go down memory lane. What and who do you remember from your days at St. John the Baptist in Plum?
I remember, coming from a middle school aged boy, I remember the lunches. We had homemade lunches that were cooked there, and I distinctly remember smelling it and trying to concentrate on history.
It wasn't a peanut butter and jelly sandwich in a brown bag.
Oh, no. They were beautiful home-cooked lunches, and she made homemade donuts on some days that were... It was a real exciting part of the day. And it's neat to see that my kids, like I did then, have made lifelong friends there, not only with their classmates, but... You know, with the teachers and the staff and the mm-hmm. priests that are always evident there in the school. Mm-hmm. The whole parish really has been so supportive of the school, and the religious education at that school was, I think, very well integrated with the CCD program, and there's a real center of purpose and a real comradeship there that I remember then. And is evident now as well.
A good blending of community, parish, school, religious ed. Like, everybody's invested. It's a good community-knit family.
Absolutely. You know? And now that's being extended to the St. Joe's School as well.
Yeah.
In athletics and...
Now, St. John's website has many testimonials from parents and alumni. They describe the feeling of the community and family we just were talking about. And the teachers are loving. And that's been your experience, too.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's readily apparent, especially when your child is struggling with, you know, a certain issue or friends or even sports or homework. Mm. And that's when it really becomes apparent that the teachers are there supporting you. And that is something that has been consistently maintained at that school in quite an amazing fashion. The teaching staff is just world class, I think.
And they're there not just collecting a paycheck, but they're there because they want to be there. And for having two teachers that were there when you were there, and now they're teaching your children, that's, you don't hear that too often. That means that they love what they're doing and they're invested in that. And just think of all the memories that the teachers have and the children say, hey, you know, I was taught by so-and-so, and they taught, now they're teaching my children. That should really say something about the school and the community.
And when I see people who were my classmates then, a lot of the memories that we share are in common with the teachers that we remember and the impact that they had on us.
Mm-hmm. Wow. And now that school has ended for the summer, I'm sure the community is around cleaning up and gussing it up and getting ready for the fall.
Absolutely. Yeah. Getting ready for the festival.
The festival, too. Good. We'll take a break. We'll be back in a moment on KDK Radio. And welcome back to Catholic Education Plus. I'm Father Tom Burke, the administrator of the Catholic community of the East End of Pittsburgh, which is the parishes of St. Bede and Point Breeze, St. James and Wilkinsburg, and St. Charles Lawanga in the East End. And this morning, we are focusing on St. John the Baptist School in Plum and St. Joseph's School in Verona. And our first segment, we talked about St. John's in Plum. So the second segment, I'm honored to have Alex Skiba, who is an alumnus of St. Joseph's School in Verona. So welcome this morning to Catholic Education Plus, Alex.
Well, thank you, Father. I'm excited to be here and share some of my experiences.
And Alex, this morning when we were walking into the KDK studios, we were talking that you know my nephew Wyatt's girlfriend, mm-hmm. The McSteen family. Yeah. Shannon McSteen graduated with you at St. Joseph's, right?
Yep. She was...
Small world.
So, yeah, same grade. Went through kindergarten through eighth grade together.
So. And her brothers Colin and Adam are all alumnus.
Aiden,
yep. Yeah, from, they're all alumnus of St. Joseph's in Verona. So mm-hmm. small world, is as they say. Well, that's a neat connection. So you and your family are really connected to St. Joseph's in Verona. Let's first talk about your family, Alex. Six children, all who have attended St. Joseph's School in Verona, and range from 24 to 10. And your parents are Sam and Patricia Skiba. Clearly, they see a value in Catholic education if all of the children went there, all six kids. When did you begin to appreciate that wonderful investment from your parents?
Well, let's see. There's a lot of us that went to the school and everything, too, which made it in it of itself a special experience because, you know, I'm still... In the school, you get to see your siblings all the time, too, which was pretty interesting to me. My older brother was only 2 years away from me, and so much of the time, if I ever had a problem, I would just go and walk down the hall and see him or something like that.
You say Skiba, and there was, yeah, somebody was in the building,
exactly,
right?
Exactly. Yeah. You know, someone within the three-classroom limit that, wow, would show up to your attention.
Mm-hmm.
But probably one of the biggest values that I like actually got to have from it were these tools that I got to learn from my Catholic school experience. You know, I wouldn't have that in a lot of other schools that I'd get to go to. And one of which was, you know, when you go into daily religion class, you learn some tools that you wouldn't know the use of them until you get older. So a lot of the stuff that I remember learning was the Bible stories, and we talked about them a lot, and at the time you never really know the meaning of it. But then as you get older, I went to Central Catholic after, and you learn more in depth about the religion. After you learn about the parts of the Mass, you learn those fundamental tools, you get back and start to understand more about the meaning of it. You can apply those to have your own unique experience at both Mass and future through your Catholic experience in school. So I had a very special opportunity with that, and I was glad to have learned all the, you know, core concepts as a kid, because it gets harder the older you get to learn those things.
So you got a really good foundation at St. Joseph's School in Verona, and then preparing you when you went on to Central Catholic, you made that bridge. And my dad is an alumnus of Central, so go Vikings. Yes. So that's a good connection. And my Uncle Tim Burke went there too. So, and that really helped you prepare and appreciate the Catholic education value.
Oh, yeah. And it very much prepared me for going into Central, too, which was a very strict faith on being a man of honor and everything, too, which I, you know, it was a hard adaptation for a lot of people.
The morals, the values. Mm-hmm. Can you tell us a little bit about how the academics at St. Joseph's School in Verona helped prepare you for Central Catholic?
Well, a lot of the academics really helped me out. Some of this stuff that I learned there, I still remember to this day.
Really?
Yeah. Let me tell you, the states and capitals, I think I learned those in fourth grade. They're ingrained in my head. I couldn't forget it. Go ahead, name a state.
How about Pennsylvania?
Harrisburg, not Jersey. Philadelphia. Trenton. That's a harder one.
New York?
Albany.
In Ohio?
Columbus.
West Virginia?
Charleston.
Maryland?
Annapolis.
You know it.
See? Yeah.
Do you know there's another connection that my goal is to hit all 50 state capitals before I reach 50, and I'll be 50 years old next year. And the last capital that I need to hit is Hawaii. So Hawaii is the 50th state. So I have to get to Honolulu and hit 50 before I turn 50. So.
Well, we got to make that happen soon.
That's right. Yeah. I love state history too.
If you need anyone to accompany you on that trip.
Okay, good. And I learned those state capitals when I was in elementary school at St. Norbert's School in Overbrook. So see, that's a good quality Catholic elementary education. Makes you like your geography and topography. Alex, what did you learn about the Catholic faith while you were at St. Joseph's School in Verona?
Well, like I said, a lot of the stuff that I learned earlier on were those fundamental tools. So I learned the core things, you know, the different Bible stories that you learn each day, but also the different parts of the Mass. One of the most special or practical things that I remember learning was before we would make one of the sacraments, whether that be communion or confirmation, we learned a lot about why we were doing it, not just how we were going to do it. And that was one of the big things that I actually came to appreciate a lot, because learning why you're confirmed, why you're becoming part of this church is, and like, that's like your time to realize how you're going to grow in your own faith at that moment. And I think that's important to educate people on why they're doing it and not just get thrown into it.
So you take the morals and the values that your parents taught you and your siblings, and then you look at, now that you're a college graduate, that your mom and dad made an investment to send your siblings to St. Joseph's School in Verona, and the morals and values. And now as you're older, you can appreciate that.
Yeah, it's something that's, you really grow to appreciate the older that you get, that education that you have gotten as a child.
You learn and you grow, huh? What's your biggest takeaway when you look back at your days at St. Joseph's School in Verona?
Well, one of the biggest takeaways that I have is an appreciation for the teachers that I had there. One specifically that she's gonna hate if I call her out, but Mrs. Sheridan, she's a very humble person, but she has become like not just an amazing teacher, but inspiration to me and all of the other teachers there, I believe. because she's involved not only just so much in the classroom, but outside of it too. She's a very dedicated teacher. And, you know, there was actually recently, I completed the Pittsburgh Marathon.
Oh, congratulations. Yeah. Good.
And I was running there, and who do I see but, you know, Mrs. Sheridan there, there to support me. I was running with my dad too, so wow. She came there. And it was it's always been a special thing, because whenever we graduated from eighth grade, she told us, I'm giving all of you my number. And if there's anything that you still need, feel free to call me.
Still connected. Yeah.
And I kind of like took her up on that. and she meant it. She wow. really did mean it.
And I want to welcome back Joe Messina back into the loop here from St. John the Baptist School in Plum. Joe, you said that you know the Skiba family. Tell us, our listeners this morning, the connection, how you know them.
I had an opportunity to coach the track and cross-country teams, and we joined with St. Joe's, who we increasingly have a close relationship with as St. John's, and we were both the Chargers.
So both the Chargers, St. Joe's Chargers and St. John the Baptist Chargers.
And it was a match made in heaven, and I got to know Alex's younger siblings. It was a great experience, a great family, and we just had a couple great seasons.
Isn't that amazing? Like, you know, the McSteen family, my nephew's girlfriend's family, and Joe, you know, Alex's family. That's what Pittsburgh's all about. Pittsburgh is such a small world, and that's what makes the world go around. If people who are listening this morning are interested in St. John the Baptist School in Plum, they can be reached at 412-793-0555. That's 412-793-0555, St. John the Baptist School in Plum Borough. Or St. Joseph's School in Verona, you can reach them at 412-828-7213. That's 412-828-7213, St. Joseph's in Verona. Both the Chargers, so I learned something about that, and now they're being grouped together, so doing a fantastic job. Alex Skiba and Joe Messina, thank you for being with us this morning.
Thank you again.
Thank you. It was a pleasure.
We'll be back in a moment. This week in our Plus segment, we're featuring a Festival of Praise for Vocations that's going to be held this evening at St. Paul Seminary at 7 o'clock p.m. St. Paul Seminary is located at 2900 Noblestown Road in Crafton. We're thanking God for the ordination of the four men to the priesthood. And this evening's event will feature Bishop David Zubik, Father Michael Ackerman, who is the Vocation Director, and Morella Brun Del Rey. That's this evening, June 23rd, 7 p.m. at St. Paul Seminary, a Festival of Praise for Vocations. There'll be songs and prayers, lots of prayers, Eucharistic adoration, just a really nice, quiet evening to give praise to the four men ordained to the priesthood. That's this evening, 7 p.m., St. Paul Seminary, located at 2900 Noblestown Road. That's in Crafton, Greentree area. Bishop Zubik, Father Michael Ackerman, and Morella Bray Del Rey will be leading us. A great evening to give song and praise and prayer to the men ordained to the priesthood. We'll see you tonight, 7 p.m., St. Paul Seminary, a Festival of Praise for Vocations. Join us. You'll really like it.
Thank you for listening to Catholic Education Plus, and thanks again to our supporters, including Sam and Judy Spanos and the Catholic Diocese of Pittsburgh. I'm Father Tom Burke. Join us again in 2 weeks at 6:30 right here on KDKA Radio.